Chapter 12
द्वादशाध्यायः भक्ति योगः अर्जुनो वाचः एवं सतत युक्ता ये भक्तस्त्वां परिउपासते ये चापि अक्षरम अव्यक्तम तेषां के योग वित्तमः।
Arjun said, according to your earlier explanation, there are bhaktas endowed with nishtha who continuously engage in bhajan to your Shyamasundara form, and there are also those who worship Nirvishesh Akshar Brahm. Of these two, who is the best type of yogi?
Shri Bhagavan Uvachaha Mayaya Vishaya Manoyema नित्ययुक्तौ उपासते श्रद्धया परयोपेतास्ते मे युक्ततमा मतः।
श्री भगवान सेड, दोज योगीज हु विथ ट्रांसडेंटल फेथ फिक्स देयर माइंड ऑन माय श्याम सुंदर फॉर्म एंड कॉन्स्टेंटली वर्शिप मी विद अनन्य भक्ति आर द बेस्ट अमंग दोज हु नो योगा। दिस इज माय ओपिनियन।
ये तवक्षरम अनिर्देशयम् अव्यक्तम परिउपासते सर्वत्र गम अचिंतयं च कुटस्थम अचलम ध्रुवम समनिमेन्द्रिये ग्रामम सर्वत्र समबुद्धया ते प्राप्नुवन्ति मामेव सर्वभूत हिते रतः।
But those who worship my indescribable, unmanifest, all-pervading, inconceivable, immutable, eternal and featureless Brahm Sarup, while controlling their senses, maintaining equal vision everywhere, and engaging in activities for the welfare of all beings, also attain me alone.
Kalesho adhikaratastesham avyaktahi gatir dukham देहावदभीर अवापयते।
Those whose minds are attached to the Nirvishesh Brahm Sarup experience great difficulty, for it is troublesome for the embodied jivas to attain steadiness in that which is unmanifest.
ये तु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि सन्यस्य मत्परः अन्यान्य एव योगेन मम ध्यायानन्त उपासते तेषाम् अहम् समुद्रता मृत्यु संसार सागरा भवामि नाचिरत पार्थ मय्या आवेशित चेतसा।
But to those loving bhaktas who perform all their actions with the goal of attaining me, O Partha, and who absorb themselves exclusively in my bhajan with unalloyed devotion, I give swift deliverance from this ocean of birth and death.
Mai eva mana adhastva, mai buddhim niveshaya, nivasishayasi mai eva, ata urdhvam na sanshaya.
Fix your mind exclusively on my Shyamasundara form and engage your intelligence fully in me. Thus, upon leaving your body, you shall certainly come to reside with me. Of this there is no doubt.
Atha chittam samadhatum na shaknoshi mai sthiram abhyas yoge na tato mami chaptum dhananjaya.
O Dhananjaya, if you are unable to fix your mind steadily on me, then try to seek me by Abhyas Yoga, the practice of fixing the mind on me, while constantly restraining it from worldly affairs.
Abhyasi api asmartho asi mat karma paramo bhava mad artham api karmani kurvam siddhim avapasayasi.
If you are unable to engage in Abhyas Yoga, just devote yourself to acting for me alone, because by performing activities such as Shravanam and Kirtanam for my pleasure, you will certainly attain perfection.
Athaitad api asakto asi kartutum mat yoga mashrita sarva karam phalam tyagam tataha kuruya yatmava.
If, however, you are unable to work for me in this way, then take shelter of my bhakti yoga by renouncing the results of all your actions and with a controlled mind offer them to me.
Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasa jnanam dhyanam vishishayate dhyanat karma phalas tyagas tyagat shanti anantaram.
Better than abhyas is the jnan that gives rise to the contemplation upon me. Superior to jnan is dhyan, that meditation by which I am constantly remembered. Such dhyan then leads to renunciation of the fruits of one's actions, whereby one becomes freed from the desires to enjoy swarga and attain moksha, and thus achieves peace of mind.
Adveshta sarva bhutana maitraha karuna eva cha nirmamo nihankaraha samadukha sukha shami santushtaha satatam yogi yatatma drid nishchaya mai arpito mano buddhi yo mad bhaktaha same priya.
My bhakta, who is non-envious, compassionate, and friendly towards all living beings, free from feelings of possessiveness, devoid of false ego, and evil-minded in both happiness and distress, who is forgiving, ever content, endowed with bhakti yoga, in control of his senses, resolutely determined and dedicated to me in both mind and intelligence, is very dear to me.
Yasmano dujete loko lokano dujete chaya harshamarsha bhayo dvego mukta yaha sacha me priya.
The bhakta who neither disturbs anyone nor is himself disturbed by others, and who is free from mundane happiness, intolerance, fear and anxiety, is certainly dear to me.
Anapekshaha suchir daksha udasino gata vyathataha sarvarambha parityagi yo mad bhaktaha same priyaha.
That bhakta of mine who is indifferent to all mundane activities, who is internally and externally pure, who is expert, aloof, free from all agitation, and careful to avoid any activity unfavorable to bhakti, is dear to me.
Yo na harshati na dveshati na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti man yaha same priya.
He who neither delights in mundane pleasures nor despairs in worldly sorrows, who does not lament for any loss or hanker for any gain, who renounces both pious and impious activities, and who serves me with loving devotion, is indeed my dear bhakta.
Sama shastro cha mitre cha tatha mana apamanayo shitoshana sukha dukheshu samaha sanga vivarjitaha tulya ninda stutir mauni santushto yena kena che aniketaha stiramati bhakti man me priyo naraha.
Being blessed with my bhakti, he who looks equally upon friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, joy and anguish, praise and criticism, who is free from unfavorable association, who practices silence by controlling his speech, who remains satisfied with whatever comes to him, who is without attachment to his place of residence, and whose intelligence is firmly fixed, such a bhakta is naturally dear to me.
Ye tu dharmamritam midam yathoktam paryupasate shraddha dhana mat parama bhaktastate ativ me priya.
Certainly, those bhaktas who engage in my exclusive bhajan with firm faith and worship this nectarian dharma that I have described are exceedingly dear to me.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Bhakti Yoga Nama Dvadasho Adhyayah.